From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Luis Ferreira-Salaruni reports in the New York Times that New York State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard A. Zucker resigned September 23rd. Governor Kathy Hochul said that she agreed with his decision and that she would allow him to, and I quote, stay on board, end quote, until she found a replacement. Hochul said, and I quote, I thank Dr. Zucker for his willingness to stay on board so we don't have a gap in leadership until a person is identified. I think I made it very clear on my first day in office that I'd be looking to build a new team. There will be other changes forthcoming, but I do respect everyone who has been a public servant. I thank them for their service, end quote. Zucker was criticized often for his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and his potential involvement in helping obscure the death toll of the coronavirus in nursing homes and withholding health data from the legislature last year, which is under investigation. His resignation comes as the COVID-19 pandemic has returned with the stronger Delta variant, leading to rising case counts and many deaths. Read more about this story in the New York Times. Mid-Hudson News reports that former President Donald Trump has filed a lawsuit against his cousin Mary Trump, three New York Times journalists, and the New York Times in Dutchess County, September 21st. Attorney Alina Haba claims the defendants had, and I quote, collective efforts in tortuously breaching and or interfering with his contractual rights and otherwise maliciously conspiring against him, end quote. Further, the lawsuit claims, and I quote, defendants engaged in an insidious plot to obtain confidential and highly sensitive records, which they exploited for their own benefit and utilized as a means of falsely legitimizing their publicized work, end quote. Trump wants, and I quote, no less than $100 million in damages, end quote. Most legal experts said the lawsuit has little chance of success. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Kenneth C. Crow II reports for the Times Union that Rensselaer County is doing more testing of wells for PFOA contamination to the south and east of Algonquin Middle School. Crow writes of the results that showed contamination of 12 parts per trillion, and I quote, in January, state-required water tests revealed contamination at the Algonquin Middle School in the Averill Park Central School District, end quote. Since then, drinking water at two homes nearby tested for PFOA above the new state standard of 10 parts per trillion. So far, officials can't say what is the source of the PFOA contamination. A community meeting will be held at 7 p.m. September 27th at the Postenkill VFW at 25 Veterans Street with Postenkill Water Manager Robert Burnett, town resident and former U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Regional Administrator Judith Inc., and Michelle Baker of New York Water Project and a Hoosick Falls resident. You can read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.